Okay, Radio Krishna, I think 101. A continuation of the 101 I made a week ago, or something about sadhana. I think I forgot why I started making it. What I wanted to say was this. I guess sadhana is there, is very good for those, you know, who especially in the beginning, if you want to develop this in general, if you want to develop good habits, so to speak, which this is about, the habit of being Krishna conscious, then that's a good way to do it. You just decide, I will do this and this and that every day and this and that time, something like that, as rigid as it may be, unless you may prefer. And then what happens is, if you do it the right way, that you will develop a taste for that ruchi, as they call it. But also, so then you will do it spontaneously. I mean, we have these fine words, the Raganuga and Vaidhi Bhakti and so on, which we often use in terms of, you know, we ordinary beginner devotees, we don't have spontaneous attraction here, so we have to follow sadhana bhakti all our lives. That's what it's about. But that can also, as we have spoken about before, turn into a kind of ritualist where you think that, well, you know, this is what it's about, doing, going through the motions. But it's not about the motions, it's about the devotions. So what I like to say here is that the purpose of sadhana bhakti and the goal of sadhana bhakti is that you will then be able to, and that I would say is part of the learning, even at the stage of sadhana bhakti, to learn how to be Krishna conscious under all circumstances. Wherever you are, wherever, whenever, you can chant Hare Krishna, you can do your meditation, as I spoke about before here. sit waiting for the bus or sit in the subway or whatever. And there is some time. Idle time, then yes, but also, and this is really the purpose of the Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, that whatever you're doing, wherever you are during the day, you see God everywhere, you see that. You see, everything and everyone is part of God who's behind. Behind this veil of Maya, this screen of dreamy illusion. Always. And who is there in our heart, and well, you could say at the center, there behind us, or within us, or we are within. So, yeah. So the point then was that you know, you can talk to God whenever and wherever, well, where you don't. Appear foolish in the eyes of others. You can sit down and just look at a picture of Krishna, Radha Krishna, Gunitai, or whatever, and then just be there with Krishna, or when you chant the whole name, God, name of God, then you can experience eventually more and more that yes, God is here in that holy name, and I'm this way associating with God. And just as Maharaj Parikshit was instructed, Shukadeva Goswami, learn to see, you know, the Virat Rupa, see God in everything, in everywhere, the whole cosmos, the whole world. It's like the body of God, who is the soul of everything and everyone. In this way, even if our life which may be full of responsibilities and works and it takes our time, even if they are they don't allow us to sit in temples all day and do service. You keep the most important, and that is Krishna consciousness, being conscious about Krishna. That is what it's all about. That's why people are there in the temples and the ashrams and so on. But they are not required for being Krishna conscious. They help you to be. But it's very important to understand, both for those who live in the temples and ashrams and those who don't, those who live in the society and in their homes with their jobs, with their families and so on. But just living in a place and doing certain activities does not make you superior or whatever, more advanced or all these words that some like to use. It's a help. But what matters is what's there in the heart, the consciousness we have. And we have the freedom to think of what we want, no matter where we are. Krishna conscious, we can be everywhere, all the time. Even if in the middle of performing some difficult work for maintenance, and even in my experience, especially if it's very challenging and difficult, what do we do? Well, we just pray to God, Krishna. I need intelligence, I need... I'm your servant, then I'm doing this as my duty and my dharma, and now I depend on you. So, in other words, what I'm talking about is a culture which is probably already here, especially in India, but that is different from the one we had when I joined this Hare Krishna movement, where, you know, the real devotee life, so to speak, it's not just there being respected and glorified and so on among those who live in the ashrams, temples, inside, as we used to call it. It's not an inside-outside thing, as far as organizations and locations go. Well, it's an inside thing. Because it's about our consciousness. Therefore, we should neither feel bad or so because we are not living in a temple or ashram or inferior or something like that. But we shall be happy that here am I and here is God, here is Krishna, and I'm a servant of God, of Krishna. Radha Krishna, Gornitai, Supreme Personality of Godhead. And that's wonderful, and I'm so happy for being that, for having been given this gift of bhakti. And I'm now just trying to do my best every day. And but then also those who are in the game there, in the organizations, in the ashrams, in the temples, doing all those things, those sadhana things, very intensely and very engaged, should not think themselves superior to those living, you know, outside there with their families and society, having jobs, rather than just serving for free Krishna's movement, organization, you know, all that. As if they were less devotees, less advanced. Because rather, our Krishna consciousness, each and every one of us, is an inner private thing, and our relationship to God, each and every one of us, is our private thing that only we and God can know about.